Welcome to Drive Time, a Valley update on COVID-19. This is an interview series that focuses on the nonprofit organizations of the Mount Washington Valley and how they're dealing throughout this pandemic. This presentation is being broadcast on 93.5 FM, Magic 104, and Easy FM 95.3. It's brought to you by Cooper Cargo Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. My name is Gino Devaney, and this evening we're talking with the Outreach and Prevention Specialist over at Starting Point. Her name is Raitha Stoddard. Raitha, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you so much for providing this opportunity for us to get the word out.
Oh, no problem at all. And first and foremost, Raitha, I think we should start off, just in case there's somebody out there that hasn't heard about Starting Point, why don't we just start right from the beginning, and what is Starting Point? What do you guys do when it comes to the Mount Washington Valley? Let's really just set the scene for someone that may not know.
Thanks. We think it's really important to get the word out. We're like a 911. We hope you never have to use us, but you should know about us.
Mm-hmm.
Starting Point has been around for almost 40 years now. It's a crisis intervention agency that provides services for victims of domestic and sexual violence, stalking, and human trafficking. We have court advocates and hospital advocates. We provide shelter, housing. We have a 24/7 crisis line, and some great programs for prevention and community outreach.
Excellent. And clearly, being an organization that does handle those things, you can't necessarily shut down because of something like COVID-19. You're considered a buzzword that goes around quite often nowadays is essential. So how has COVID-19 affected an organization like Starting Point, or if it has at all?
Right. It has, for sure. Advocates for domestic and sexual violence, of course, have been dealing with the pandemic of that violence for centuries. So that's not new to us. Crisis intervention is what we're expert at. So we smoothly just moved right through every stage of this, kept the doors open at the shelter and our 24/7 crisis line. Our advocates are frontline essential workers and have been working all along, providing all of our services, checking in with clients that we couldn't see face-to-face, but still doing some face-to-face time. So our advocates have been just amazing. I couldn't be prouder of the people that I work with. We are experiencing a number of additional calls, a rise in the numbers, and we expected that because isolation is a tactic that abusers use. And we expect that we're going to see a lot more going forward, particularly once we're able to open up and have people, you know, out and about more and can make the phone call and get in touch with us. We also are really struggling with housing. If there's anybody listening that has housing to offer, we have a housing program, and it's an excellent program. We just don't have the units. And we're desperate for that. Our shelter's been open the whole time. We have had, of course, not been able to use our volunteers as much because of, the risk to them. And that's been difficult because we rely on our volunteers. So those are some of the struggles that we've had working a bit remotely. The staff really is just very supportive with each other, and we enjoy being together, and it's an important part of how we provide services. So that has been a little bit of a struggle for us to do some things remotely. The positives are that we were able to launch Resource Connect, which is an electronic way for clients to get in touch with us. It took some work to figure out how to provide that safely for confidentiality purposes, but that is up and running, and anybody who wants to know more about that can check on our website at startingpointnh.org to learn more about that. We're excited about that for a couple of reasons. People who can't use a phone to call us could perhaps get in touch with us, but also a whole generation of people who don't use the phone could reach us electronically. So we feel like that going forward is going to be one of the positive things that comes out of this. Another positive thing is that we are able to provide volunteer training, which is a 30-hour commitment and takes an awful lot, but we've been able to do that online. It was a bit challenging to get started with the Zooming in with everybody, but that has been working out really well, and we're getting ready to offer a second round of that in the first or second week in June. So anybody interested in that can get in touch with us either on our Facebook page or through our website.
I was going to mention that. Is that the best way to contact startingpointnh.org?
Yes, and we still have 1-800-336-3795, but people can also call our office number, and our messages are being forwarded to each one of us.
So that's good. And that's for everything, too, for anybody that would maybe try to volunteer as much as they can for the programs or just kind of a reason to reach out to you. That's the best way to do it.
That's the best way to do it. And I want to say also that this is something that we always knew was a positive for us, even in times that were less uncertain than this, is that we do have an amazing community. We have had a good amount of support from our community, helping us, cheering us on, and I get teary if I say too much more. I just want to thank all of our business leaders, our volunteers, our supporters, our donors, who have made sure that we knew that we were that they were there for us.
It is definitely a one-of-a-kind community. There's no doubt about it. It's really miraculous in what this community bands together for, and we're happy to hear that, of course, supporting Starting Point. And speaking of that community effort, you guys are pretty much known for your events as well. You guys have some really good events. However, I know COVID-19 has made an impact on that. Boots to Bling comes to mind. Let's talk about some upcoming events and what has happened on that front.
Right. Well, we were able to convert some, and we'll continue to convert some, like our book discussions. We had a lovely house concert. We've had a few things that we were able to just do virtually, but Boots and Bling is an on-the-ground get-together, and after much consideration, particularly for our community, our business leaders who are, you know, this is an uncertain time for them, getting back into opening up our community, and for all of our supporters, coming together is going to look different in the future. So we've made the difficult decision to bring Boots and Bling back a year from now. It's September 24th, 2021. It was a long discussed option, and we just felt that was best for everybody. So Boots and Bling will be back. It's sad for us to not have it this year, but we will be back next year. And in the meantime, we are launching a virtual race entitled Every Step of the Way, because we are with victims every step of the way, from crisis intervention to healing, and we know that our community is with us, helping us to support those victims every step of the way. So that can be, folks can join that. It's open now for registration. The race starts June 8th and runs through June 26th. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Give people an opportunity to contribute and do something for a beloved nonprofit, an essential nonprofit, and also to lift their own spirits by choosing an activity, a fitness activity, and reaching a goal.
And how does something like a virtual race work, Raitha? Is it more or less logging different miles that you're going to run or walk? Is that the type of thing?
Yeah, you can run, walk, hop, kayak, crawl, whatever floats your boat. And then we have a conversion chart. You convert it to steps. And you pick your own goal, your own fundraising goal, and your own fitness goal. And you register on startingpointnh.org. You can go there to register. And then the important part of it for us is to create the awareness that we are here and we are with you every step of the way, both victims and survivors, their children, but also our community who depends on an agency like Starting Point to provide. So we're hoping that this will spread. And people will, like I said, create their own fundraising goals, their own fitness goals, have fun with it. We've got a couple of prize categories. The person who goes the most distance, whoever raises the most money, and whoever blings it up best.
There you go.
So we're going to do all of that and have some fun with it. And we also have yard signs to get out so people can create the awareness. And it's really important for us to make sure that our community knows that during this time we are full service for our victims.
Yes, absolutely essential. No doubt about it. And full service for sure. StartingPointNH.org is where you can go for full details and on everything. Everything that Starting Point does, including the events that are coming up that Rith is mentioning. And, of course, the hotline, which is 1-800-336-3795. Ritha, thanks so much for taking the time out of your day to give us a buzz here. Do you have any final words, any takeaways that we should from this interview?
I do. Again, I want to thank our community for doing such a great job holding us through this. I just want to highlight our sponsors for the Every Step of the Way virtual race. That's Burroughs Healthcare Network, Huggins Hospital, Memorial Hospital, Valley Originals, Cormac Construction, Green Mountain Furniture, Hannaford, Conway Daily Sun, Constantino's Real Estate. And again, just a big thank you and a big virtual hug to our community.
And we thank you, Ritha, for the work that you guys do, you and your team endure each and every day to make sure that we keep everybody safe here in the Mount Washington Valley. That is greatly appreciated. So thank you so much for the time, and hopefully next time we'll be able to have you here in studio and we won't be having to deal with all of this.
Thank you, and thanks so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. That was Outreach and Prevention Specialist with Starting Point, Ritha Stoddard. Remember, you can learn more about Starting Point if you go to startingpointnh.org. And if you're in need of help at any time, 24/7, you can give them a call, 1-800-336-3795. Once again, we'd like to thank the sponsors of this program, Cooper Cargill Chant and Leone McDonald and Roberts. And I'd like to remind you to check out all of our previous episodes of this show at WMWV.com and ConwayMagic.com. For now, this is Gino Devaney signing off. This has been Drive Time.